USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. America's top diplomat says the sudden rebellion by a Russian mercenary group shows problems are mounting from within as the war with Ukraine drags on.
It's too soon to say with any certainty what the final chapter in this particular book is going to be.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken on CBS's Face the Nation says the White House has contingencies in place related to Russia, including a possible fall of Putin's government. Despite facing a federal indictment, former President Trump is significantly ahead of other Republican presidential contenders.
The poll conducted by NBC News a week after former President Trump was indicted shows Trump has 51% of the support from national GOP primary voters, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis trailing behind at 22%. Former Vice President Mike Pence, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley received only single-digit support. However, even with the Trump lead, half of all Republican voters say they'd consider another candidate. I'm John Schaefer.
One of the dozen GOP challengers is North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum.
Competition is great for America. It's great for any industry, and it's great for the Republican Party, and it's great for our voters to have choices.
If elected, Burgum said on CNN's State of the Union that he would focus on the economy, energy, and national security. A former Trump ally is slamming the former president for seemingly bragging about his 37-count federal indictment.
I don't know how it benefited the American people for him to take highly sensitive intelligence and secret documents out of the White House to stonewall the government on returning them.
Chris Christie, who is also seeking the Republican nomination, made the comments on ABC's This Week. Forecasters say the extreme heat that's been baking Texas will push into parts of the Plains, Mississippi Valley, and the Southeast this week. More records could fall, with temperatures between 5 and 15 degrees hotter than average. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
With sports betting all the rage and legal in many places, the NFL is reinforcing its gambling policy to players across the league.
The NFL's gambling policy includes six key rules that are highlighted by not betting on any NFL games, not sharing any team insider information, and not participating in any daily fantasy games. All NFL rookies will also now be required to attend mandatory education sessions. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Powerball jackpot continues to grow. Lottery officials say no one picked all six numbers in Saturday's drawing. That means Monday night's jackpot will swell in the multi-state lottery game to $440 million. As for Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot, that's up to $343 million. Human remains have been found in the California wilderness near the area where actor Julian Sands went missing.
Police have been searching for the missing British actor since he disappeared while hiking in January. Harsh weather conditions have made active search and rescue difficult until recently. On Saturday, San Bernardino officials announced hikers discovered human remains around Mount Baldy and a positive ID should be completed by next week. Sands is well known for his roles in 24 and Leaving Las Vegas. I'm Jim Forbes.
Harrison Ford says he doesn't plan on slowing down. During a recent interview with CNN's Chris Wallace, the 80-year-old Ford scoffed when asked about any retirement plans. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.